Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Yeah, good morning.
Go.
I just did the most horrible dad dance move I think I can think of.
It was terrible. All you need is a nice shaved line on the side of your head.
You know what? I kind of hope that trend comes back.
I think it is.
It's a cool look.
I've seen some celebrities shaving lines in their head lately.
Really?
Yeah.
We should just do it.
Should we?
We should do it. I think you and I could pull it off.
Yeah.
You more so than me. You got a longer face. You got more of a Vanilla Ice face.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
And I mean that in a very good way.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy.
He's a hot dude. Yeah. What?
Oh, he's hot.
Just smoking hot. Anyway, it's 6:39, and we got to do your rock news.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
I wasn't ready for this at all. I'm not going to lie. Not one bit.
Here we go.
First one.
The turd is unpolished.
So they changed this. They changed our prep service. And, like, all the stuff that we had, usually it's just, it's a click. Look, it's all weird, right?
Looks different.
It's all weird, isn't it? Wait, hold on. I mean, I could probably just make something up.
They probably made it more organized, so for situations like this.
What? All right, well, I think this is perfect. Uh-huh. Your rock news today is that Benny thinks that Greta Van Fleet is a Led Zeppelin cover band.
Yeah, he said that's where they started, and now they're denying it.
I don't think they actually did, though, to be honest. That they had all their own stuff.
Here's my opinion on it, though, man. People are like, well, you know, they kind of sound a lot like Led Zeppelin.
There's a lot of bands that sound like a lot of things.
Even if they did come out and said, you know what, exactly, we copied them, we're doing everything exactly the way Led Zeppelin did it when they were young.
Yeah.
You know, good. You know, this generation needs music like that.
Yeah.
And you know what? They're always finding ways to bitch about something. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the awesome music that these guys are putting out.
Fantastic. Thank you for killing so much time for me. I appreciate it.
You like that?
I did actually find something. At Nirvana's 2014 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, the band's surviving members, Dave Grohl and Chris Novoselic, along with Pat Smear, reunited to perform songs from their old band. They were joined by Annie Clark of St. Vincent, Kim Gordon and Sonic Youth, Joan Jett, and Lord. Is it Lordy or Lord?
No, it's Joanne Jett.
Joanne Jett, is it? I've been saying it wrong all these years, moron. Anyway, the exciting news is that Grohl told Rolling Stones that all of that combination, that collaboration that they did, mm-hmm. may actually see the light of day. So all the songs that they performed with all these amazing artists in honor of Nirvana and their rock and roll induction, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, may be released. There's no set date yet, but knowing Dave Grohl, they're going to put something together, and I think that's awesome.
I just watched a video of them like behind the scenes in their studio. They got a pretty elaborate studio.
Oh, dude, Dave, he's got like three studios that he goes to. And then I don't know if you've ever seen Sonic Highways. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So if you are a fan of Dave Grohl and Nirvana and all these other bands, I think this is going to be one hell of a collection. Just to add, you know,
boom,
get it in a box set, give it to someone for Christmas. That's your rock news. We made it through, buddy.
We did it.
We made it through.